15 track. We're gonna do it, Ken.
Yeah, we are. You're looking live at Kickstarter's Futility, the actual game of living.
Hey!
We'll see you at 15,000.
Let's go.
This is the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you're getting psyched up for the Ryder Cup this weekend, Ken. Ooh. America versus Europe in golf. Live from Kohler, Wisconsin at Whistling Straits Golf Club.
It's always the afternoons.
Amanda might be joining us here virtually in a moment or at some point during the show. Hey, everyone. I am super close to you today on the set because I'm not like straddling the wood that's about giggity.
Giggity. I'm not straddling the wood either.
Yeah.
You could even zoom in a little bit, Ikeka. you could scrunch us up. Oh! No, you could scrunch me and Ken together a little even tighter.
Tighter.
You could put a tight two.
That's not a song. I'm making up a song in my heart now, baby.
That's a pretty good one, though. We got a YouTube comment off a Positivity Report this weekend that Kate Mulligan and I should never sing again because it hurts their ear holes.
I mean, while that's fair, you are going to sing again this Friday
yes.
on the live stream of Palooza.
First team Mulligan. Guess what else Kate Mulligan is coming through on?
Uh-oh.
She's going to babysit Rosie on her anniversary.
Is she really going to do that? That wasn't just...
No, I texted her. I was like, were you serious about that? Because if you are, you're welcome. She's going to come over, watch Rosie.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to Chili's?
I suggested Chili's. I'm seriously suggested Chili's. Like, let's go to a nice dinner and then a little nightcap at Chili's. Yeah. And Amanda's like, no. I was like, what? But it's the place, it's eating good. No, that's Applebee's. It's when you hear your family. No, that's Olive Garden.
What's Chili? Sugar Taco.
I know.
You can go to Sugar Taco. Wow. See if Jessica Hall's hanging out there. She wasn't when I was there. Josh, I told you before, I'm going to make you jealous in 2 seconds.
Oh, no.
2:53, I sit down on my couch.
P.M.
2:50, yeah, like an hour or so ago, fire up my laptop, had some work to do, put on some headphones, listen to some music. Woke up at 4:10.
What a nap.
But I woke up, you wake up nauseated, sticky, and dehydrated, and you're sweaty.
Yes.
But it's that kind of nap.
Oh, man. Those are the ones. I can count on my finger. I can tell you when they were and where they were. I can tell you.
I figure now those days might be gone. Mm. Unless you and Rosie pass out.
As soon as Rosie goes down for a nap, I run to the bed and close my eyes as soon as I can. And Amanda hates it.
Yeah?
Hates the fact that I can sleep that quick. Because she can't.
She can't.
I can literally close my eyes and be... What do you think, Ikeka? You've seen me here. A minute?
Inside of
Maybe. Minute 30?
Minute 30.
I thought you were faking it, but...
No.
We are talking and then... Yeah. We know you wake up because you
go... Yeah, it's always fun. Wait a minute!
Yeah, I do. So I do violently wake up from naps.
It was so good, man. It wasn't like I was like, I'm tired. It's just my body. I've been back trying to get back to working out.
Uh-huh.
So weight loss challenge. And put on some headphones. And then I said to Grace, I fell asleep. She went, yeah, you did. You snore monster.
There's nothing quite like waking up from a nap and your computer's on your lap. that's a good one. I mean, those long, beautiful naps, like the one you had today where you wake up and you're like, the body just shut down for good reason. And it told you in that nap, you did it.
You did it.
You needed this.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Casey's here. Hi, everyone. Watching the dogs at the dog park and saw a shih tzu like Josh was talking about. It's a sign for you to get Rosie a dog, Josh.
I can't do it yet.
I'll
get yelled at by him.
It's too early in the game.
Because here's the thing. If I drank like I used to, which I can't do anymore,
right?
I would just go to a shelter and just rescue a dog and not tell Amanda and come home with one beer in hand. I got a dog.
That's how it's going to happen anyways one day,
you're
right?
Not wrong. I think so.
My mom did it to my dad. He'd come home from work. We got another dog. And then by the end of the night, he's like, let's name it Pupsy. that wasn't the name of our dog. He did name our dog Zeke.
Zeke. After?
It's based off the Russian word for tongue because this is the dog that had no teeth and the tongue was out the whole time. So I forget where it came from, but anyways.
I like those dogs you see online who the tongue's just out the side and it dries up. It's hardened. Get that back in there. Get that tongue back in.
Tom G says, how close you're all to Portillo's? How about a chocolate shake right now? I mean,
Chocolate cake shake.
Yeah.
I will say I've been very good sans maybe like 4 days during this weight loss challenge.
Right.
I've had like probably 4 cheat days. I don't know what I want as my first meal off. But I have decided that this is a lifestyle change for me because I want, after the weight loss challenge, I want to, by the time Christmas comes around, I want to be so svelte that those Santa pants of mine just, they're nice and they fit perfectly.
Sorry. I'm paying attention to your story.
My Santa pants?
No. So I paid attention to your story, but something just happened that's pretty funny.
What happened?
I got to get back to our comments. Sebastian Fila,
yes,
who is part of the team that put together our Kickstarter, says, some a-hole put $1 on the Kickstarter and my OCD is killing me. That a-hole is Ikaika Shively.
Why would you do that?
I had a test to make sure that the QR code was working.
Oh.
He was testing it.
And it does.
And it does.
He told there me today. Go.
We now have to, apparently you have to pay for QR codes. That's where they get you. Yeah, it's like a pyramid scheme. It's like drug dealing. So, but we're going to keep that QR code the same because it's already out there and I ordered business cards. So making it happen. And we're getting a lot of people from the Shinedown shows doing the QR stuff.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is scan that QR code on the thing. And if you are a podcast listener and you've never watched this show live or you don't watch this show, you simply listen to it. Yeah. We appreciate your ears and we appreciate your ear holes, lobes, everything in between on the ear.
Cavities.
Go to Kickstarter.com, look up Futility, the Actual Game of Living, and be a backer. Currently, 210 backers, $14,871.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, if you listen to the podcast, it would be tonight, today, September 24th. Today is actually September 23rd, Rosie's 7-month birthday, big time. And tomorrow, 4 p.m., or September 24th, 4 p.m. Pacific, live stream of Palooza right here on the channel, 4 to about 10. We're going to hang out, hang with friends, just try and get to $20,000 on the Kickstarter because we got to get to 30K to make the game happen. I have confidence that will happen.
Yeah.
Then we have to get to those stretch goals. We have some fun ideas. I was talking to Sebastian today. We also are going to be announcing some really fun stuff about the Kickstarter tomorrow. So some new stuff we're adding to the Kickstarter in order to entice you to either up your pledge or tell more people about your pledge. Ikaika Shively came up with it. There is the QR code if you're watching live. Ikaika Shively, the Prince of the Islands, Aloha Friday.
So for people that are listening, how would this QR code sound if you can make it sound? Maybe it works that way.
Futility. Bleep, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop, beep.
Scan me. I'm in the dashboard of a Kickstarter.
Backers.
Yeah, it's backers. Email, 7 people from email. I'm still obsessed with Bing.com, one person. But that was a $500 supporter.
Damn.
Because they're going to get their image on the box.
On the box. Who uses Bing? What's
Facebook?
Bing?
Facebook.
Is that a Facebook search
engine? No. Facebook, over or under 10. What do you got?
Under.
Yeah, if I sold that bad, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Three
from Facebook.
Only 3 people on
Facebook. Well, we didn't tag Q. We didn't tag.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to get distracted on that.
No, it's...
It's pretty fascinating.
Who's on Bing?
It's because analytics, you study your numbers, right?
Yeah.
You study what you get, where it comes from. It's just Facebook, 3. Ain't nobody on there. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why is nobody on Facebook anymore? Did we scare people away? Did Facebook, what happened? How do we get people back on Facebook?
Do we want to be back? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm still on it. I check just to make sure relatives are alive.
You know what the great part about Facebook was? Is I knew everybody's birthday.
I still use it for that. Quite frankly, if I'm being honest, I use it for that.
I know.
Did I miss a birthday?
Of course. Yeah. I keep missing all my friends from high school's birthday.
Yeah.
We got it. We got a guest.
Oh, we got a guest coming in?
A guest of the show.
A guest is in.
The actual co-host of the show.
Yeah, that's true.
We've missed her terribly on this program, but she is crushing it as a mom and as a wife. She hates the weight loss challenge more than me because apparently all the food we have at home is boring, and she hates that I'm literally eating the most plain of plain foods. I'm going full cut for the next month. I'm just eating chicken and yogurt.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, mom of the year, 7 months into momhood, she's crushing it, Amanda Makuga.
Amanda.
Oh, and look who it is. It's Rosie. Yay.
She can't really hear you because I'm on the headphones. Wait, yeah. I don't really know how this works. This lav mic thing came off.
It's okay. Just hold it like this far away from your face. Like this far away.
I just there love studying babies, seeing things, and trying to process it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're doing great. We're taped. This is on tape delay.
Is that okay?
That's good.
It's great.
Very good. Look at sweet Rosie. She got a little show me your moo-moo dress on.
Oh, yeah.
She's living the dream.
It's actually not moo-moo, but it's not far off. Duh, Ken, and
idiot.
She has, you guys can't see it, but she has like the most epic bed head. I don't know if you can see it, but she just looks like Ace Ventura. This whole side is just poking straight out.
You think that's funny?
She just laughed and cried in a second, it looked like. Yeah. It's great.
She has that face thing where she's like laughing 1 second, and then concerned the next, and
Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah. Today we had one of those funny moments. Amanda and I both had it at separate times, and she spit up on her little playmat, and we didn't know where it was, and then I sat in it.
That's great.
So, you know, there you go.
Spit up and poop and drool just, like, doesn't gross me out anymore at all. It's like, whatever.
It is what it is.
That's the point.
Amanda keeps being like, I think she pooped, and then guess who changes it?
Yeah, I actually think she did just poop, though.
Uh-oh. Josh will be home by an hour. Hold it. Hold it steady.
She had really bad diaper rash all last weekend, and it was,
I know.
It was very sad, but she's okay now. She got a sweet little butt, and she's okay. It's back to being
good. What do you do, a little talcum powder?
No, that gives them cancer, didn't you?
No, you can't use that anymore.
What?
Yeah. Talcum powder, it gives babies.
Yeah, you can't use talcum powder anymore. It's like
bad.
There's like traces of something bad in it. I don't know.
All kinds of civil action lawsuits against
talcum powder. Yeah, so it's just like creams and...
Yeah,
a lot of
potions and lotions.
Potions and lotions.
I like that.
Yep. We got all kinds of stuff on it. They're just swabbing it on the butt. You got a butt spatula, Ken. You ever seen a butt spatula?
Oh, God. Please tell me more.
So you put
it's
the cream.
It's actually an amazing invention.
Take it away, babe.
Because usually when you put diaper cream on a baby, you have to use your finger, and then you get it all over your finger, which never really bothered me. But then I was given this spatula thing that's specifically for diaper
spatula
cream,
city.
And I'll tell you, it is a game changer.
It is. Yeah. The spatula is like this big. I mean, it's the size of a big quarter, basically a half dollar.
Oh,
right?
No.
And you just put the creams on it, you like slap her butt with it a little bit, and then you wipe it on the diaper, and bing, bang, boom, she's full of Desitin. And Desitin is a weird smell. It smells like a hospital mixed with I don't know. It's like hospital and old chicken. It's not good. That's not good.
Idle Hand says, Ken is like, no whiskey on the gums? Yeah, then that's not no good?
No, you can do that still, no good? I think. I haven't done it yet, but she also has been like, she's been teething-ish, but when she does get upset, we have this little thing, and I think you would love this thing.
I mean,
bless you.
I mean, I'm going to be invested in the butt spatula.
You need the butt spatula. The butt spatula.
Oh, wait, hold on.
The butt. You keep freezing, which is hilarious.
You can see her... Can you see her bed head?
Oh, yeah, you can see the bed head a little bit. That's adorable.
Yeah.
It's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
So
she looks like Wolverine.
She does. She got a little Wolverine head. The other thing I think Ken would enjoy, Amanda, and I think you'll agree with me on this one, is the it's this little, it's like a teething thing, and you just jam fruit in it, and she can suck it through like the little holes, like she can squish fruit through it, like she chews on it.
I'm game.
Yeah, and then you can put ice in it, and you just like chew ice through like this rubber thing, but it's got holes. It's like a mesh.
On a hot day, why can't we have this?
I agree.
Ice chips.
She loves it because she doesn't look. She's just trying to reach for everything.
Yeah, she's trying to get the cord.
She loves the computer, too. She's very interested.
She had daddy's faces on the computer.
Yeah.
Probably grandpa, grandma, everyone she knows and loves on a computer face box.
She does love Dee Dee and Poppy on the Facebook, Grandma Lulu.
Dee Dee and Poppy, huh?
That's my dad and mom.
What brought that? What? Because every family seems to decide on it, right?
Yeah. Well, so my mom is Debbie.
Yeah.
And they like Dee and Dee Dee.
As is mine.
There you go.
Okay.
They trended towards Dee Dee.
Okay.
And then my dad wanted to be called Duke.
What are you doing?
Josh, can you have Rosie call me Duke?
Duke. He wanted to be called Duke. And my grandma, God rest her soul, who Rosie is named after, said, you're not going to be called Duke. Okay. They're not going to call you Duke. So he went with Pop, but then Pop got, like, Poppy became.
Sure.
Pop went to Poppy.
Okay. So. That's good. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. My grandma was Grandma Go-Go.
See, there you go.
Because my great aunt couldn't say her name Gloria as a kid. It was Go-Go, so just carried on. That was what she, I didn't know her real name for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
My grandma's name is Jenny, but we call her Beanie because Ben couldn't pronounce Jenny.
And I just kept calling her
beep, 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 beep.
And I imagine Rosie's going to have to say judge for Amanda's
Of course.
Side, right?
Or your highness. I mean, your honor. Your honor for grandpa. Yeah. How you doing over there, babe? This is your first time on the show in a minute. Everybody's been asking about you. Where you been?
It's okay.
Just keep the one in
good.
The one ear.
We're, you know, just multitasking over here. Yeah.
Everyone in chat is too.
The bigger she gets, the harder these things get.
Yeah. You can't just put her in a bumbo.
It's a bumbo. She's in the bumbo right now.
She's in the little bumbo now, but and she will happily hang in this, but that's because... You know, she's fed and she just woke up and she's happy. But if you leave her in too long, she's like, hello, I want to change the scenery over here.
She started doing this thing, Ken, where when she yells.
Super active right now. So it does, you know, it gets more challenging as they get older and more mobile and active. So,
Well, she's racing towards becoming a little human. She's going to have. Lot to say, but look at this. Look, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, I am tired. Let me tell you something. Been a tough day around the office.
Dude, it is so funny when she gets tired. Ken was saying before you got on the show, babe, he took an hour and a half nap today on accident.
Oh.
And it's like dream scenario. And I was saying, like, as soon as Rosie goes down, I like run to the bed to sleep. And then you kind of get upset with my ability to nap on like the snap of a finger.
I don't get upset because it's not your fault. I mean, you're just a good napper.
It's never stopped.
Sometimes I get annoyed that you do nap in general, like that you take yourself to bed to then take a nap, because like I haven't had a nap today and I am so tired. But I also know naps screw with my sleep later. Mm. So it's probably better that I don't, but I just get so tired. Like around 4 o'clock, I just crash and I feel like I'm a zombie for the rest of the day. Which is funny because she sleeps through the night. So it's not like I'm not getting
just
sleep
life.
At night. It's just, she is so active and requires so much.
Right.
That like mentally I'm exhausted from playing like a 7-month-old, which is really, I mean, I guess she sleeps 3 times a day. So really, so should I. I'm on the same schedule and play plan as a 7-month-old. But so no, I'm not mad at his ability to nap. I sometimes get annoyed that he does, that he just chooses to nap in general.
What else am I? Listen, if I don't, I can't do anything else. I got to get at least 20 minutes. The whole day is ruined.
Like, I guess, but this only started like recently or maybe during COVID, I feel like, because you were just home more. We were all home more. So maybe I noticed it more.
I just
but
did
I
it
never
in my
used
car
to notice
before.
That you would just like nap in the middle of the day. This was news to me. Well, like, I didn't marry a napper.
It wasn't news to us. Yeah. You could have asked us.
Yeah. Amanda, like my entire life has been an afternoon nap from whenever to where I would go behind stages. I would sleep on
sandbags,
the car, the old couch in the writer's room.
Yep.
I need that 20 minutes or I will just fall asleep sitting up like on a computer.
Or on that rolling exercise ball.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, drink coffee. That doesn't work for me.
It burns off and then you're napping. Then you're napping.
I just sleep with a faster heart rate. That's coffee for me.
I feel bad. I feel as though we should have told Amanda this, but it changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, old Joshy,
napper. Yeah, I kind of blame you for not for not warning me.
I should have said something in the vows.
Honestly, I was already locked in.
Yeah. I probably should have said in the vows, like through like sickness and health, naps and non-naps kind of a situation.
But, yeah, because I never knew you were really a napper until we were home together all the time during COVID. And I was like, wow, he really takes a lot of naps.
Not
like,
a lot, one a day, you know. And it's for rejuvenation.
And then we went through a whole year, and I was like, wow, I think he's just a napper. And then we had a baby, and I was like, oh, okay, here we go. I have two nappers now.
And oh, yeah. That's me and my girl. We're going to be napping forever together. What's up?
Amanda, you're a perfect candidate for a nap. should you ever want to take one.
Agreed.
You're a nap candidate.
I know. Napping is very hard for me. Not only does it screw up my night, I just can't like quiet my head when it's light outside. I don't know why. I just can't
See, Grace has the same problem. About 3 days ago, I think, I literally sent her to bed for a nap like she was a 2-year-old. I said, you're going to bed and you're going to take a nap.
It's good husbanding / fiance.
Whatever I am.
I think.
Yeah.
Now she starts doing like fussy fuss. Ooh, yeah. I agree with you, Ken. I think if I was going to run for president, and I've got some ideas for this country to really bring everybody back together, but my social platforms, you know, I've got traffic platforms I want to hit, right? I've got financial, I've got environmental. My social platforms, Ken, is go on more of a European schedule. That hour and a half siesta, middle of the day, okay? You can take your lunch hour and a half, whatever you want to do in your siesta. Mm-hmm. Destigmatize the nap.
Right.
People judge you like, hey, listen, I'm in an office. Everything's going crazy. You shut down all the markets for an hour and a half. Give everybody a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
And you got to put the headphones back in, babe.
Or mute the
computer.
Or something.
But which you can't.
But then you couldn't hear us.
Oh.
Which is probably your plan all along.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's just an echo. That's all.
I got a cord monster over here.
Yeah. Oh, that's her new nickname.
I'm the cord monster.
I want to eat your cords.
Yank all the cords.
Yeah.
Wait. Like I thought I put it.
That was
it
a character
in.
From
you're
Labyrinth.
You're in. You're back in.
Labyrinth 2.0, the direct to VHS sequel. Did you not see that one? I'm the cord monster.
That's actually the it's the millennial, the Gen Z Labyrinth. It's all just a look through a computer.
Yes. Yes. You know,
the Labyrinth is actually a computer, Ken.
It's a computer now.
Starring John Leguizamo.
He really loved his Leguizamo.
I'm going full Leguizamo today. All Leguizamo all the time. No, I'm going to destigmatize the nap. That's going to be like, hey, well, you know, vote Macuga 2020, 2032, 2036. By that time, I'll probably be ready to run for public office.
2032, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, by the time, I want to do it when Rosie's like in college or in the professional world. I can't do it when she's like an actual youth.
Yeah.
Because that will ruin her whole life.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You know?
Secret Service going to her Girl Scout meetings.
No, exactly. Yeah. I can't. Or like prom, you know? I've seen that movie with Katie Holmes and with Mandy Moore.
Right. What was that called?
First
Daughter. What was that? What was that one movie with Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes
like
was the
goth?
President's daughter.
God,
wait, when
that?
She was a goth?
I don't know. Do you remember that one?
Ekaika, start rattling off IMDb credits for
Home for
Katie
Christmas.
Holmes. Home for Christmas. Homes for Christmas?
I don't know.
Come on.
Home for Purim.
that was that movie. With
that was from Christopher Guest.
Yeah.
It's home really hard to zone out when you're on the computer instead of in studio. At least when I'm in studio and I zone out, I kind of just like doze off for a sec. But when I zone out here, I can't like get up and go do anything.
I mean, you could. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Do you remember that movie, Amanda? Katie Holmes and she was Moody.
I
feel like you would know this.
I vaguely remember it, but I can't think of the name of it.
Pieces of April?
Pieces of April.
I think it was
familiar.
Pieces of April.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man. Pieces of April.
It was.
There you go. Goth Holmes.
Pieces
Boom.
Pieces of April.
She got red bangs in it. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Ken Knapsack from way downtown.
Wow. That's crazy.
Look at you.
What a time. What a time to be alive.
You know.
All right. Well, this cord thing and the baby thing is getting
tough.
Quite challenging here.
Well, you can just put her on her mat and let her roll around for a little bit.
Let her roll around the grass outside, see what she finds.
Just eating bugs.
Well, I need to change her diapers.
Okay. You tell you what, if you need to go. If you want to come back, you come back.
Okay, I'll come back, but what do I do? Just take these off and walk away?
Yeah, we'll just take you off.
Yeah, we'll take you off.
Yeah, and then we'll bring you back.
Okay,
in.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. How does that go? What's the strategy? What do you just
Well, here's how changing the diaper works, right? Is it's like a, it's a 50-50 crapshoot, obviously. No pun intended. Okay.
I did that.
Did you see that coming? You open it, it's just pee. Okay. One wipe, and then you lather them up, swap them back, real quick turnaround. Boop, boop. It's like a Formula One tire.
It's like
change.
A Jiffy Lube.
Correct.
So your car's done.
Yeah.
Wow. We've probably forgot to put the cap back on.
That was quick. Did you put any air in the tires? Yo, you wanted air? It's another $650. Oh, shit. Now if it's poop,
if you open
it, you see poop, first of all, you close it right away because you got to prepare.
Oh,
God. Okay. Because then you got to prepare your nose, because once that waft gets in the air, you're looking at smells you never thought existed before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you've smelled your poop. You've smelled public restrooms. You've smelled farts in your life. But you've never smelled poop that close to your face before.
Mm-hmm.
Coming straight at you. Like the breeze, hot air rises, Ken.
Yes.
Hot poop.
Hot air.
Right in.
Right.
You got to close it back up. Then you go full on. Wipe. Get it as much as you can. And then close that diaper up. I mean, you got to go. But meanwhile, there's a guy in the corner puking his guts out. And it's like Tommy Boy. There's another pit crew guy like, we got to go. Hurry up. Yep. And they're like, we're out of bolts. Like, oh, God. And then you got to hold her legs. And then sometimes her foot slaps in the poop. You're like, well, I got to wipe a foot now. Oh, my God. And then you're going and then, boo, you're out. But it's a longer process. It is more of definitely like a, if there's one plane going in to shoot Indiana Jones on the beach in Last Crusade.
Yeah, oh,
this
great,
is a fleet of planes trying to shoot.
Suddenly remembered my Charlemagne.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's you.
11 o'clock.
Junior, they got us. So, okay. Got it. And Trey T says you're supposed to switch to mouth breathing.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, you got it.
You don't glove up?
No, too much.
Too much time, huh? Yeah. You don't care.
And Amanda's always like, I'm like, did you wash your hands? Because we used to have hand sanitizer by that, and we ran out just recently. And I got to make sure. I need to get, like, the Costco jug for next to the diaper thing, because I want to just... Afterwards, because I'm so scared to death of getting pink eye from just bacterial.
Sure, we've all seen Knocked Up.
Yes.
That's where I get afraid
of. Fecal matter. Is it farted on the pillow? You got some poop on the pillow before you know it, you got pink eye. That's what you got to worry about with a baby.
That's what you get. Peaceful guy says, what's the noise of the bolt remover guns again?
Yeah, it's pretty good. We're pretty good at that.
I like it. I love NASCAR pit.
Oh, me too.
Like, why don't they change my car that quick at the old automotive center? Mm-hmm. 9 hours.
We know it's possible.
John is, I'll call you when it's done.
Yeah.
Six o'clock, I call him. Oh, yeah, it's been done. Thanks, John.
Appreciate you. When I totaled my car, this guy named Richard, and we'd call him and be like, hey, Richard, it's Josh. Josh, two more weeks. You see, Richard, it's been 2 months. Just 2 more weeks, man. We're waiting for one part. We're just waiting for one more.
Yeah.
Two more weeks.
Ordered it from Azerbaijan.
4 months later, I got my car back.
What were you driving the whole time?
I wasn't.
Yeah?
I had a skateboard that got stolen. Then I borrowed a buddy's bicycle, which didn't get stolen, but he needed it back.
A bicycle.
Then I had a feet.
Oh,
as
feet.
In walking.
Feet.
Then I took a bus. Oh! Look who's back, old Blondie Magoo.
Back again.
Manda's
I'm back. I'm going to have to look over... to our child once in a while because she's in the jumper.
I think we understand.
Yeah. You show the people the jumper. Real. You can lift up the computer.
Is it one of those cool little jumps?
Yeah, she's over there. You can't really see her in the back.
Oh, yeah. I could see your address and social security number.
Ken, we got a couple new shows the Macugas have been watching.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I haven't been at the house since you fully moved in.
Yeah, you got to come over.
Yeah,
hit some golf balls in the backyard.
Yeah, you got to come over.
When I was there, there was
we have a jumperoo and blocks. We got all kinds of stuff for you to play with.
Love jumperoos. What
what
new shows are you watching?
Okay, so we got this new one on FX. It's called Why the Last Man.
Oh, the comic series.
Oh, that's it is.
It's like Brian Michael Bendis,
yes,
right?
Yes. It's good.
You liking it?
We're 4 episodes in. It's very good. The best.
I like it. I just have one complaint so far.
You hear that in the background?
There's only one man.
Is that the ice cream man? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm running over. Yeah. Tell him.
No, my problem is that they kind of make women out to seem helpless and crazy and desperate without men. Like the world
they
completely ended because there's no men. Not to say that we don't need men.
Right, right.
But there's a weird thing of like every new character you meet seems, I don't know. There's no like, I don't feel like there's one character that's like a female powerhouse who's just like taking care.
Diane
Lane
has been pretty good.
Diane Lane.
She's doing her best.
So is at one point.
Like even she's kind of.
Amber Tamblyn
like,
as the angry Republican wife, first daughter.
I saw that in the trailer. Okay, yeah. I'm very much aware it's a comic book series. I never read it, so I don't want anyone to ask. I'm not an expert on this here. Yeah. Does at any point one of the characters turn to the camera and say, "Who's going to kill all the bugs?" Does that happen? Does that happen at least once?
Not yet.
Okay. Does if Amanda were in it, she'd be like, "I hate all the food in the fridge. Where's my stupid husband to make me something?" That's basically
true. I would be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, to be honest. But out in the world, I would survive like probably better. Mm-hmm.
You'd survive better than me, I'll tell you that. No, I think you would. I think if we're looking at who would be the better survivor, Amanda.
I would do well out in the wild. But when it comes to having to eat, I would be screwed. I'd be like, I don't know how to cook a squirrel or chop it up for that matter.
Someone would help you. You band together.
Yeah.
You know, you band together, probably fall in love with some lady and be good.
The show bugs me is that there isn't a lot of banding together, which I'm like, why are these women against each other? Why are they looking for weapons? Why are we fighting?
Because
we got to have each other's back.
I will say this. The one thing about the show is I think like, you know, on one of the episodes we're like 70 days in or something like that. And it looks like the world has just totally collapsed in on itself. And I don't know if that's how fast it would happen if like half the population died, and especially if it was all of one gender. Again, this is like a social experiment of like, you know, this is the writer's view on how it would work.
Right, right.
It is. I find it very interesting. Now, I am very interested in the post-apocalyptic genre.
So this, okay.
Yeah, we know. You've been watching. You're the only person still watching Walking Dead.
Yeah, apparently Clark Wolf is too, because she was on the after show. I was like, you still watch
it? She's hosting it, yeah.
Yeah. I like the post-apocalyptic genre. And I know that I'm one of those.
I do, too. I just, it's kind of a lot for me. I don't know. I, like, get too in my head about it because you know me. I'm too much of a realist. So then I start stressing about what would happen if the world ended or all the men died.
Hypothetical questions. Mm.
And it's a little stressful for me.
Now, Amanda, would you, in the post-apocalyptic world, would you trust you and your friends to band together?
Yeah, with all your friends, Kayla.
My real-life friends, right now?
Yeah.
Kayla, Maroney, Skylar.
I think we would. Okay, this is funny, though. I think we would, but to be honest, the older I get, the more I don't want that many friends. So
Season, do you have a friend named Season?
Season, no.
So I don't know. I might be like a solo. I would definitely want a partner.
You
like,
need
I
a
would
partner.
Want a companion to look out for. But
how quick would
know.
You become a lesbian?
What?
How quick would you become a lesbian, do you think?
2 days.
How quick would you fall in love
with a woman?
I'm not
sure that sex would be really at the top of my priority list if the half
cold.
The population was just wiped out and we don't know why.
I don't think it'd be about sex. It'd be like, this is probably
together,
for the better.
Yeah,
I
right.
honestly don't think I would, not because of that, more so because I think I'd be more worried about how this all happened and trying to avoid the wipeout of the female population.
I'm
not sure I'd be like wanting to get intimate with anybody.
Right. Mm. So like, I not familiar with the comic series. This starts with an event.
Yeah.
Half men gone
die.
Type
All
thing.
All the men die.
Yeah. That would throw you for a loop for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Be like a true crime podcast come to life.
Yeah. They're like,
then this is what I don't understand and what we hasn't been answered. So all the men die, but there's also there's no water and no power. Why do men control that?
Well,
and that's why there's no water and power.
I think that's been the biggest issue with gender equality over the last 100 years.
Like, just because all the men were wiped out, there's nothing. There's no electricity. There's no water. There's no food.
Well, I think the point of this is that if all the men did die and women were in charge, we have dominated the workforce for too long, and then we need gender equality is maybe a point of this show, so that women and men all have, you know, similar jobs. So if one half of a gender did die, we would just keep going.
Maybe.
Sounds good.
Are you tempted?
That sounds good.
Right? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
She's done with the jumper.
She's done with the jumper.
This is my life, what's you next? Guys. I just go from our one life. Activity to the next. And our by the time I put her down for one thing and start something, yeah. she's over there like, I'm done.
I would like to also point out that I do this as well. As a uh-oh. Father, and I know uh-oh. What this life is like too.
Oh, you do. Oh, you're.
You do it sometimes.
Yeah, you're.
Uh-oh. I do it quite often. Uh-oh. Okay, we move from mat uh-oh. To jumper to stander to outside right. to inside to bumbo
say,
to
what
nap.
What would you say our percentages are? Would you say we're 50-50?
At the moment, well, because I come here for work, no, I would say that we're 70-30.
That's a fair amount.
Okay, I think that's fair.
My dad was 90-10.
Yeah, right? I think John McCougar was probably like 95-5.
Yeah. Old Duke had to get down to the plant.
Duke was on the road half the time.
I got it. Hey, those Pintos ain't going to sell themselves, Deb.
But I'm not trying to compare myself to my father. It's a totally different generation. Yeah. If I could be there 100% of the time, I would. That's why I play lottery tickets. So I can just be a stay-at-home dad.
That'd be great. I want that.
I don't know how you haven't figured this out yet, but... Why? People in California don't win the lottery.
What? Explain how.
There's a California lottery. How else can you win it?
Explain how, Amanda. Show your work.
Well, I don't know about the California lottery, but they never in highly populated places. It's always like a 7-Eleven off the 46 freeway in the middle of nowhere.
You're not wrong on that, but also it's just the luck of the draw in balls. How a lottery works.
How long have you been playing and you've never won? What's
my
that?
My whole life,
what's
but that's
that
also point oh, 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 oh,
big,
oh,
what's your biggest win? What's your biggest win?
$25.
I mean, okay.
Come on. Kind of big time, Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I am a lottery legend.
Maybe we'll play the California lottery tomorrow.
See?
Is there a big one tomorrow?
I think we're at like almost $400 million.
I think I saw that because the other day, you can always tell, I'll go to the 7-Eleven for like a coffee and there's four wackos in front of me. Nine cards, Jimmy. Nine cards.
Yeah, they're lucky numbers. Yeah, it's like a
scan. Who controls where the winning ticket goes?
What do you mean,
Satan?
It's a lottery. It's a random drawing of numbers. So it's just you buy it at the lottery, and then the person that sold that lottery ticket gets like 1% of the winning.
Oh, okay. Well, then what's the one that like has the winning ticket?
What?
You talking about Willy Wonka?
Is that a golden ticket?
I thought there was like a physical ticket. I thought there was like a physical ticket that you go in and buy. And if
you do.
Yeah.
It's not just
okay,
like.
Okay. So who controls that 7-Eleven is the one that gets the winning ticket?
I think a computer algorithm.
Nobody. Babe, it is a random drawing of balls. Okay.
Is it?
That is completely independent of where the ticket is being sold. It's not like a scratcher.
Yeah.
And even it's not like the McDonald's which we found out was rigged, the McDonald's Monopoly.
Oh, McMillions. Great series. Love that docuseries.
That's not what it's like. This shit makes my nipples look weird.
It smells in this house. I don't understand. It smells like mold not even there. Right here.
Well, yeah, you can't blame John. It smells
it's probably all
like
your
mold?
Candles. We got to get the same candle scent throughout the whole house for some scent continuity.
I have
am I right?
One
Ken?
Candle lit. It's one scent. That's it.
We need one scent and we need to agree on it.
Of like moldy something.
I mean, that sounds like diapers.
Is there like a dead animal under our house?
Oh, that's fun.
We could
call
animal control to go in our crawl space.
Do you have a crawl space underneath?
I think. Yeah, there's a thing.
Suit
okay.
up. Suit up.
I
got to
get
it.
Her out of the jumper.
All right. Okay.
Call the animal control too.
Weird smells can mean a bad spirit or ghost in the house.
No. Amanda put up Halloween decorations yesterday and the day before.
Oh, I heard about
that
drama.
Okay, you're such a baby. I'm sorry. You really are over-exaggerating.
It's stupid.
There's
bats and spiders. The spiders are not paper. The spiders are terrifying.
At night and fly into our house and get you.
Babe, did you see the spiders you put on those pumpkins? They're terrifying. They're hideous.
They're plastic, and they're skeletons, spider skeletons. You know what happens to skeletons? The reason they're skeletons is because the body form is dead.
First of all, so spiders can't even have skeletons. They don't even have bones.
Plastic, so the fact that you get scared is just...
And the whole world wants to know why you won't do Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach. It's the real question.
No, it's not that I won't. I like that you said the whole world, but it's not that I don't want to do that. People. I am fine doing that.
Oh, for
actually,
Halloween.
No, I'm not. I just don't feel like doing it.
Boom. See, it's a great idea. You can hear
hold
the baby
on.
Crying in
yeah.
the background.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to do it. Rosie wants to be Luigi.
So Rosie, Luigi, you, Mario, Amanda Peach?
Correct. Or me, Mario, yeah. Rosie, little Mario before the mushroom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And Amanda Princess Peach.
Amanda Bowser. I mean, Peach. Peach.
Right.
It would
right,
definitely
right,
be Peach.
Right. Peach or Luigi. She can be Luigi.
What if you bring Ikaika along as Wario?
Ooh. It's a me, a Wario. Ooh.
Hey, I'm losing weight.
I know. He's got to buy a belt.
Who isn't a cut?
I'm already Thor.
I'm going to comment on your
Thor.
Weight.
Yeah. Or is he going to be Rocky Raccoon?
Ikaika is svelting out. This weigh in next Wednesday. Woo!
It's not going to go good for me. I'm passing. Down a pound from on my own home thing, but it's not good. It's not good, Josh.
Is it bad?
It's not good.
Well, your Don Cuco's trip, Del Taco trip. Woo. Last night we ordered, Amanda ordered sushi, and I now get no rice rolls.
Oh, that's so hard.
And I just like eat the little bit of the fish.
Oh, man, that's depressing. Mm. That's good for you, though.
It's a lifestyle
good.
Change. I'm trying. Yeah. I think I'm down.
You're down. No, you're down. You're absolutely down. I'm just trying to get back into the gym. The eating was one thing, but the vacation knocks off your workouts or having a child.
Yeah. I've just been lifting Rosie over my head for 2 minutes at a time, just holding her like that. Okay. Oh, she's back.
Hitman Hudson says, which Jedi is Ken going to be as for Halloween? I've only dressed up once in the last 35 years. I don't celebrate Halloween.
All right, we are.
Well.
It's all right. Oh, good. We're eating serving some mush. What's the mush today?
It's carrots.
Carrot mush.
Carrots.
Look at that. It's the face of someone eating carrots. Give me that carrot. That carrot's flying away. Oh, that carrot's right in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't the spatula you use.
This isn't the butt spatula, is it? No, this
oh,
is
look
spoon.
At that. Oh, that's. Oh, you know what that carrot is. No. Oh, my God. The carrot was great.
She does like carrots.
If you're just listening, check the video because
go to youtube.com/c/TheGoodPeopleAssociation and check out Rosie eating carrots.
Oh, that carrot. Put that carrot right in
there. I think that's a good ASMR, huh?
Okay. It's a good
baby ASMR.
No, we're not doing anything weird with our child.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
Oh. She's like kind of half chewing it.
Yeah, it's so funny,
can
dude.
You
when
hear
she
me?
Sees us, yeah, we can hear you. Yeah. When she's eating, what she like she when we're eating, yeah. She does like the mouth thing.
Yeah.
And now she's eating, dude. It's so funny.
But what's funny
raising a kid is hilarious
because the teeth aren't fully formed here, right? We got a gumless
yet.
Mouth or gum filled mouth,
it's just
toothless
all gums.
Mouth.
Yeah.
She definitely looks like a hobo on a train eating
yeah,
a can of burnt beans. Like she's doing that, like the one that sang with Pee Wee.
Yes, yeah.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
Jimmy crack corn and I'm mad. It's like one of those before commercials for those teeth places where they're just like, here's Chiclets.
Yep.
They're like, oh, my mouth never felt this bad. And they're like, now my teeth are, whoa, those are teeth.
Yeah. She just got really excited.
Yeah.
Carrots. It's like me at Don Cuco's the other day when I said, taquitos and a taco platter.
Do it.
When's your friend coming? All of it for me. Really want those taquitos again, man.
That is.
It's the taquitos.
Speaking of taquitos, we're doing a happy hour show on Saturday.
Oh, we are doing a happy hour show with Molly and Jill and all the folks over there. We'll tweet out where we're going to be. It's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. Josh and I are going to be in our separate locations, probably. Yep, Rosie in your lap.
Yeah. And a drink in my hand. And also tomorrow, the Battle of House Damon 2, Molly and Alex Damon on Josh Pretty.
I'm pretty happy of my thumbnail with that.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really good thumbing.
Alex does not have a lot of pictures of himself. It's just Star Wars stuff. And so I have this one picture of him dressed as Biggs Darklighter. And Molly, gorgeous lady, talented lady. Let's be clear about that too. just thousands of pictures.
Yes.
So I grabbed a good one of hers with the Phantom and I text Damon, Alex Damon. I'm like, dude, yeah. No pictures of you.
Yeah.
I got your wife all day long, which Alex takes most of the pictures. Sure. Let's be honest. So he gives me one photo. One. It's that nerd photo.
Yeah.
I used it. I was pretty proud of it. Boom. Pretty proud of it.
Man, look at my child.
Oh, Eddie Haskell, the great Eddie Haskell, 420, says, yes, Saturday night on a certain point of view YouTube channel.
Certain
point Eddie is the one keeping track of really all is. Of our schedule.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it.
Eddie, see you at the Smith soon, yeah?
Yeah. You're going to New York, right?
I am going to New York. October 7th, Thursday night, I will be on that show.
Nice.
Jen Sturger, Mark Ellis, another cat I don't quite know. I just saw that. Right. And then Friday, I'm there. I'm on it, but I'm going to just kind of swing through. But that's the Harloff Return in the Stage show and everything. But I will definitely be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Saturday is the Schmurdown.
There's a Schmodown thing going on, yeah. Brooklyn
at the Wheelhouse Theater.
Yeah.
The roundabout. The rounding.
I hear there's no sleep till Brooklyn.
I've heard that as well. Rosie knows no sleep till Brooklyn. We read this book the other night. Ken and I started crying. It was called I Wish You More. And it's like about wishing things for your child. And then I started crying at the end when, you know.
You're a crier. Emotional guy.
Emotional.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I think we want that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying.
Miss Lenore Dixon's crying.
Watching Rosie eat.
Or just crying. I don't know if it's that. I'd cry, too, if I didn't get the amount of carrots I want.
This is like Mark Ellis territory, the fact that, you know, she's eating her baby carrots.
Give me them carrots.
Literal baby carrots here.
Oh, it's big. Yeah,
and then I got to get my face wiped.
Yeah. I wish I still had that, someone just wiping down my face.
I know, me too. I think there should be a restaurant where the waiter comes up and he's like,
just wipe your face.
Would you like a hot towel so I can wipe your face? Not that you can wipe, I will wipe your face.
Call it towels.
Come on, we have it at Moose Knuckles.
Yes.
Would you like a post-meal? Oh,
that's like that's the VIP thing inside Moose Knuckles.
Yes, VIP is waiter wipes your face with a warm towel.
Hi, Rosie. She can't hear us.
You see Mr. Ken? And Dada?
She's like, no, where them carrots go?
Yeah.
Where them carrots go?
Dude, it's so funny when she'll be midway through a bottle. She doesn't drink a whole bottle in one sitting. Doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But midway through a bottle, like, I'll be giving to her and Amanda will walk by and she'll just be like, oh, this lady. Yeah. And she's been really getting into her golf grip, Ken. She loves it. She loves watching all the Ryder Cup coverage so far. She's excited for the weekend.
She's grabbing the
thing. She's been chewing on it a lot.
Not good,
but...
Yeah. Arnold Palmer did that. Arnold Palmer did that his last year on the tour.
It's a shame that Arnold Palmer never endorsed Arnold Palmall cigarettes. Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. Would you like to smoke Palmalls? Arnold Palmalls.
They're crazy.
Because he did. They all smoked cigarettes back then. They had on the courses ripping heaters. Everybody was smoking back then. They thought it was like basically a protein shake.
You recently learned that iced tea dehydrates you, right?
Yes.
I heard you say that.
A week ago.
I did not learn of an Arnold Palmer drink until 2004.
I think that's when it really hit the scene.
Bob Tasquella owns Bob's Donuts at the Farmer's Market, and that's the first time I had one. I went to him. I go, thanks for making this drink. And he looked at me. He was like, okay. Like, why'd you name it after the golfer? I didn't.
Amanda loves a good Arnie Palmy.
I love an Arnie Palm.
Yeah.
That's an easier way to say it. I don't know why Arnold Palmer is so hard.
It's a tough
like
one.
Tongue. I wanted an Arnie Palm.
If we had a boy, I wanted to name him Arnold. Arnold Palmer Macuga.
I don't know about that. It's better than Barry Foster Macuga.
How about Chris Fua Matu Ma'afala Macuga? He's a bad Ma'afala.
That's great.
Now we're just going through. Speaking of Pittsburgh Sports and that, the podcast on this feed with myself and Pittsburgh's own The Bum.
Well, to be clear, not on this feed.
On the main feed, on the Good People Association feed.
Yes,
I apologize.
Yes, I don't want people searching.
Yeah.
It's up. Pittsburgh Sportnet 2. Hey,
hitting it. Episode 2.
All
right. We're going to let you go,
okay,
babe.
Well,
we love you.
I'm
you just
go.
Zoned out for the last 5 minutes. Anyway, we appreciate all of your contribution to this podcast, inside and out. You're the best. We miss you terribly in studio.
Miss you guys. Miss you, Ken. I mean, I see my husband every day. But
it's okay to miss him.
I miss him, too, when he's not here.
I get a text about an hour from Grace, who's at her sister. You miss me? If I answer wrong.
Yeah, look out. And Rosie misses me, too. Dada comes in hot. He's Mr. Entertainment. Hey, yo.
Hey, all right. All right.
All right, love you, babe.
Dad's going to come home to earn that 30% soon.
30% Makuga. That's what they call
it. 30% Joshy is what they said.
Old Joshy, 30%.
Josh, I'm going to live on air check the Kickstarter here. Let's see what we got. Come on.
Go to hashtag it futility of the game.
Hashtag. Oh, $14,911.
Well, $14,911. Come on, guys. We're $89 away. Is that right?
Yeah. We're gonna hit 50% funded with 35 days to go. We always knew it was gonna happen, but it's gonna happen.
Let's go. Come on. We're gonna make this, guys. We're gonna have a board game. If you donate, if you go to the $500 level and you pledge that $500, you're gonna have your face on a board game forever.
Like Christy McGee, she's one of the people that backed and is gonna get her image on the board game for all time.
Bing.com's own. Oops. I don't know who that would be. Who's Bing?
I want to find. Will the person who searched for us on Bing, please come forward. Step forward.
Yes. And tomorrow night, we're making it to that 20,000 or bust.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the Streamapalooza 3 here at the Good People Association. We start at 4 p.m. We're going to do Josh Pretty from 2 to 2:30-ish. Then we're going to hit the Streamapalooza at 4. We're going to go all night long. Mark Ellis. We're going to have Perry Nemiroff, Kate Mulligan stopping by. We've reached out to a lot of friends. Yeah.
A lot of times what will happen is someone will be watching. I'll text them and be like, come on by.
Come on over. It's Friday night. We're all vaccinated. Let's be friends.
Let's be friends. Easy peasy, said Jennifer Casey. There you go.
There it is. Hit it.
This was my backup thumbnail. I thought it was silly, but what I like most about it is I used the background of that brick, but see how I got the neon light just enough to shine on the whole thing.
It's shining down on us.
I did this very late last night.
You did good work.
All right.
Michaels.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's bring this home.
Okay.
This has been another episode of The Afternoons. We really appreciate you all listening. But more importantly, we appreciate you spreading the word on Kickstarter. That's just fantastic, Josh.
Yes.
Just fantastic. Even the Duke's going to be happy.
The Duke. I'm just going to start calling my dad Duke just to make him happy.
You know, the next time I'm going to see him, I'm going to call him Duke.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hey, Duke. Hey, Duke. I watched the clip. I was looking for a picture of our Friday guest on Positive Report.
Alyssa Marino.
And she had a clip up of Dektos.
Yeah, she did.
Pure chaos.
Yeah, it's 100% chaos.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because you're at that perfect level of, like, daytime intoxication.
Yeah.
And then the game starts, and it just goes.
Looking for the nighttime. Yeah. That's not a song. Okay.
But I'll tell you what. Ooh. That's a pretty good one. I think Jesse Roach could really do something with that. Looking for the nighttime.
Christian Ruvakaba of Amateur Hour Film says, Ken, your thumbnails are fire.
Oh, that's high praise because Christian Ruvakaba is a thumbnail legend.
They're the best.
Really is.
Because I finally learned to do it after years of walking over to that corner. Cody, mm-hmm. Remsen, Christian, Adam Smith. Hey, guys, I need a thumb.
Oh, God, this guy's here again.
Guy.
I said when Cody would walk over. Hey, you have any description for the episode? I'm like, if YouTube was smart, which they would have just said, just all we need from you is the title of the video.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no descriptions, there's nothing. It's just like
hashtags. No,
Josh fell down a hill.
No
two.
I think in the old days it was, right? I think my first YouTube video was reel of footage.
I remember the first time I saw YouTube, I was like, what is this?
Do you remember that?
This is insane.
When do you really remember it? We'll wrap the show up here fast. But this
2000, when did it come into, was it 2007?
Because I
just moved to LA.
05, 04, probably, but because it was around the time I remember someone showing me Lazy Sunday on it.
Yes.
Which is one of the things a lot of people credit as while YouTube was out there. Someone uploaded that, the Parnell Sandberg rap.
Chronicles
and I was watching my
Narnia.
Friend Frank Mark Franco's house, and he was like, "Ah, so you've seen this yet?" And they put it, and I was like, "Yeah, I watched it on network TV. Why is it on your phone?"
Yeah,
I did that.
Oh my God!
And then I remember when Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis said we're going to start reviewing movies on YouTube, and I said, "You're both dumb.
You're idiots.
The future's in live comedy shows for 30 people.
Everybody knows that. No, and then I remember. I think the first time I realized that it was going to be something is when I stopped going on MySpace to watch videos or like Yahoo video.
Yes.
I was like, I don't need that. It's on YouTube.
I wasn't sure of it.
And then I figured out you could watch old Steeler highlights on it. And I was like, well,
yes,
now you got me.
Yes. I mean, I watched I watched a video of Don Mattingly the highlights, a 10-minute, 14-second video or something yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like wondering, like, why don't I get views? A million views for Don Baseball.
Yeah, who is Donnie Baseball?
He's Donnie Baseball.
What are you going to do?
Pirated. How are you playing this footage? How is the Yes Network not coming after you or something like that? I don't know.
We hum Danzig Mother and we get flagged for
it. Exactly. Exactly. For one
Donnie
second,
Baseball.
I start singing, Lake Street Dives. I've been playing out all my hypothetical. Boom, we're done.
Done.
We're off YouTube. We're banned. Get out of here.
Hindley Street Country Club won't return my emails. They're too big time now. Do they get flagged? I don't think so. They're not even playing originals. Ooh, beep, beep. That was like, I mean, they do just covers. I mean, they're awesome covers. And I will say, Ken, I got something.
Yeah, what do you got?
I've got a theory.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can call me. I'm calling myself. I'm calling them out. I don't think the head guy's a nice guy.
Apparently not.
Because he was doing the thing like, oh, we're going to be high in November in Adelaide. In our home place is we're coming with this and this and this. And he didn't even like say the one girl's name. He's like, and Kat, and her, and her, and her. And I was like, say their names, you big bald jerk. You play the bass.
Boom.
In the band,
boom, boom, boom,
you could be nice to everybody. It's in the instrument. Bassists are all nice. Look at Eric Bass. I've never met a mean bassist in my life.
Yeah. Estee Haim.
Boom.
Boom. And guess what, Josh? Ranger Donald sent us over the edge.
Oh,
we are over 50%. We are now over.
Woo!
Officially 50% funded and supported.
50K. You kind of hit that 50,000. Bing, 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 bing. We got to clip this out and send it to Luke. This was the moment. Clock it, Ken. What time is it?
At 17:34 military time, 5:34 in the PM of the Pacific.
Futility, the actual game of living, 50% funded on Kickstarter, a board game that will change how we look at board games forever, ever, ever. Going on Jeff Cannata's podcast with Anthony Carboni on Monday.
Carboni! Co-host of the Star Wars show.
We have concerns. WeHaveConcerns.com. Check them out.
Love it. Good stuff.
We should do an entire episode of the afternoons where we just plug things that don't exist. You know, like we start with actual plugs, then we just start plugging things in our life.
But then what happens is my friend Joey used to be at Screen Junkies, tweeted me the other day. Oh, this was real?
Yeah, I know. And that's when we get in trouble. It's like the Alone app and Truffle Pumpers and Jessica Flash and the Green Bulb.
Or Jesse Roach's music
I
career.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we are the boys that cry wolf. But this has been another episode of The Afternoons with Josh, Ken, Amanda, and Rosie. A silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you come check me out at Donnie's Roadhouse next Thursday, 7 p.m. Going to be doing my one-man show, Joshy and the Jerks. It's Joshy. Always The Afternoon.
Joshy. Joshy and the Jerks. Jerks. Bam. Bam. Bam.